All right, we're reading today, again, in 2 Corinthians, and I want to read here in the third chapter again, and we'll read some other places, no doubt, in the course of our message. But last Sunday, I preached a message that kind of got raving reviews, you know, if you'd say that. That's what they say, world say, but I guess I should maybe not use that terminology. That a lot of people, it really gave them some enlightenment on the Word. And title of the message last week was, it was Paul's Message to Tree of Knowledge. And it was really a blessing to quite a few people. But today I want to get in the same area of Scripture, and I want to take a thought. I want to entitle this today, Was Paul's Message the Tree of Life? Amen. Was Paul's Message the Tree of Life? Now, we picked this up way back in the garden. And when God created mankind, of course, we know as He started His creation. And now, we're not going to try to go back beyond Genesis backwards. I know a lot of people does, and they go back into the billions of years, but I'm not equipped to do that. My mind just don't quite get. I know back there the angels tried and so on like that, and there was like a lot of animals and stuff, like they get bones and stuff, and even some that they call sons of God. They existed 2 million, 3 million, but the only problem with that is I don't know about all these dates, and the only problem is everybody that claimed they do know, they will go back some a million years, some 500,000 years, and some up to a billion years back. Well, we're not equipped to do that. Amen. And I'm not going to attempt to do it. Because God is a now God. That's why He told Abraham, He says, Moses. Moses went down in Egypt to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And it says, God said to tell you, let my people go. He said, who is your God? What's His name? He said, I am that I am. Mean ever-present help in time of need. So, I'm more interested in the present than maybe the distant future, maybe like billions of years out in front of us. And the billions of years behind us, I don't know anything about, see. So I think as God's people, it's a now message. I preach the message is, was, is, and is to come, you know. And the is where we're at. It's the present time. So let's pray before reading Scripture. Heavenly Father, once again we come to you, Lord, and we come in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the name you said we could approach. You says he was access to the Father. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, now as we stand here with your word open before us, Lord, and ears that's open to hear your word, I pray that you'll put the words in my mouth, Lord, that will benefit and help, and that will accomplish your will, Lord, for us at this time period. And Lord, we'll be just so grateful and appreciate it for, and we'll be careful to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, getting back in Genesis, but just before reading here, and I'm not going to tarry a whole lot before I read, but we find God created man and woman. And all the way through the Bible, it's been man and woman, man, woman, man, woman, typing out Christ in the church. And we got in the Old Testament, it was Israel was God's wife, you know. And she went astray from Adam, and or from God and came back and so on. But there's two things. There's man and woman, then tree of knowledge and tree of life. See, those are the two things that go from Genesis all the way through Revelation. And I've read the Bible through many, many times. I don't even know how many times, starting in Genesis 1 and finishing up in Revelation chapter 22. And that's one picture you can't get away from, irregardless of where you read or what you read. It's a God-type Israel as his wife. Amen. And one time he called her a backsliding heifer and said, "You've gone whoring after other gods," and so on and so forth. But then when we come to the New Testament, we see God's begin to expand his family. Going through the Old Testament, it's very strange because of all the nations in the world that existed and all the people, God dealt basically with one people. And when he sent Moses down to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt, coming through all the nations, and they would pass through their land, and God would tell them through Moses, if the cattle eat grass, pay them for it. If they drink water, and says, don't meddle with Esau, and be contentious with Moab, just march right through. And God dealt with Israel and sent Israel a prophet, and Israel only. Now, I want you to know, there's no other nation was sent a prophet. It was only Israel. And God called Israel his wife, see. Amen. But then when Christ came, the family began to be expanded. Amen. Because then God had, he began to look at us all as the family of God, sons and daughters of God, in whatever position you might hold. But when it came to the New Testament, it went in the Spirit, and it was by revelation, and it was by new birth, see. Amen. Israel came under the covenant of circumcision, 8 days old. See, they were automatically into the kingdom of Israel. And when they were circumcised and came under the covenant. But when it comes to the New Testament, it's not just a certain nation being a people. He expanded. He, first of all, he took out of Israel people there, and they were the brethren of Christ, the Jews. And Jesus, when he preached, he said, don't go to anybody but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This is the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. And he began to preach because he wanted to reach and get the brethren in to begin to build a family. Amen. And then, later on, God struck Paul down with a great light on the way to Damascus and said, now, Paul, I want you to go to the Gentiles, see? Amen. And he anointed Peter to go use that key that he had to open the door for the Gentiles. That's in the 10th chapter when he went to Cornelius' house. And the Gentiles had a Pentecost just like they did down in Jerusalem. Amen. The Jews had a Pentecost that we call it on the day of Pentecost. Well, then as the gospel went to the Gentiles, and Peter had to really get reassured that this was God because of the commandment he had received, go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, it tells about him being on the housetop praying. And he got hungry, would have eaten, but God let him get hungry because of what he was about to show him. He let a sheep came down before Peter about three times with all kind of animals that under the law was unclean for a Jew to eat, see. Amen. And then the voice of the Spirit of the Lord, the Bible says, spoke and said, Peter, arise, kill and eat. Now that got old Peter stirred up here. He says, not so, Lord. I'm not in the Lord. I don't know what Moses said. I don't know what the law said. And these animals not to be eaten. They're counted unclean. But the voice came right back and answered Peter's concern, said, what God has cleansed, called out not thou common or unclean, which were having reference to what he wanted Peter to do, go to the Gentiles, of which the Jews counted unclean. Amen. The gospel went and then it broke open for the Gentile bride, see. Amen. Now God has gotten his wife, Israel. Amen. Now he's going to get a wife for his son, Jesus. Amen. And he sent Paul to be that special anointed voice to go forth and bring life to the Gentile. Hallelujah. So, was Paul's message the tree of knowledge? If you use it just from the knowledge standpoint, yes. But if you get the spiritual implication of it, it can become the tree of life to bring you right into the paradise of God. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. So in the garden, God created man, woman, all the animals, and everything he created he saw was very good. And even the serpent, he created him. He was to be a servant type creature. He could talk and he had an intelligence. Amen. And that goes beyond what all the other animals had, an intelligent to reason, see. Amen. He was up close to mankind, just a notch under. But when God created the animals, they were born with certain things programmed into them. Now, we watched a thing on the natural, it was on Africa there, a little film there, but it showed these elephants. And you know how they do. They got their own particular way of doing things. They really stick together, you know, and so on. But we noticed one elephant had a little elephant, a little tiny thing, couldn't get the mom tuck in her snout and help the little elephant to his feet. Little baby elephant, little tiny thing. You'd say, look what a big elephant, look what a little tiny elephant. But that little tiny baby elephant, no sooner did it get stood up on its feet and get so it was steady enough to walk, and that was only just a matter of a few minutes, it went right to the mom and began to suck. Amen. It went right there. He knew where to get it food, you know. It was born with that in it. It didn't have to learn, see.
Amen.
Amen. But mankind, womankind, we have to learn. Amen. And there's certain things in us, but we have to find our way. Amen. There's a seed of God in us, but yet we got to find our way to study the Word of God. Many times we go on our own way by the knowledge, walking by knowledge, till that gospel of Christ comes our way and God deals with our heart, and then we can do it differently. Amen. Be led by the Spirit and become sons and daughters of God. Now, yesterday morning, I believe it was, I called Barbara out on the porch. I was out there, and there was a spider web built. And there was a little spider, not a very big spider, but a small one. But he had built a web, and it caught a big bee in there. And I did it out here, and I told you about it. A spider had caught a big red wasp, and that wasp, it couldn't get away. And that spider, every time it would where it would try to rest, the spider would go down and slap at it with his feet or something, get the wasp started going again till it works itself to death. Or thereabout, and then it would go down and do its thing. But this out here, I took Barbara out, called out, and showed her. This bee, it would just buzz, 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 buzz. Make that fuss, that humming noise. And then it would just kind of be totally exhausted. That spider would run right down the needle and get started buzzing again. I told Bob, now it'll work. It'll cause that bee to use up every bit of its energy. And that bee will work itself to death. Boy, it'll stop buzzing. And then the spider will go down whatever part he wants of the bug or whatever he will eat at. And then he'll dispose of the carcass. So went back out yesterday, and it had already went back early, and it had to be up. It's already killed it. It's already, at least it worked itself to death. And then went back yesterday, and yet this morning, yesterday it was on the floor. That's where it dropped it, on the floor. Well, I didn't want to move it because I wanted to see what happened to it. And I went back this morning, it was gone. See, another chain of something came and got it, and what the spider left, they ate it, see. But the point being, it was born into that spider how to build that web, how to do that, and nobody had to teach it, see? Amen. When God created man, woman, He created, the Bible says, even the little creeping thing. He created them, the fish of the sea, and He put within them the very second they come into the world, and they know exactly how to live, how to do, how to survive. Amen. But when He created man and woman, see, He put with them in them an intelligence, and He put two trees, two laws in the garden. He put the tree of knowledge, and He made reference to the tree of knowledge. And He says, don't eat of the tree of knowledge at this time, see. But the tree of knowledge is very good, and it was there for a purpose. It was to be eaten of. But not until inspiration came. And then He also set in the garden the tree of life. But He gave no charge at all concerning the tree of life, because that was to be inspiration from God, see. Amen. It wasn't something wrote down. It was something come directly from God. And that's what we got today. Something come directly from God. We got the tree of knowledge, which is God's written word. We got the tree of knowledge, which is Paul's message, the written part of it. We can read and study. Amen. But it takes that inspiration to make it live. Amen. And that's what we see coming in Revelation chapter 10. Amen. The inspiration come back for the end time. And let me read again here. I'm sorry I talked longer before I read. But I want to read here. It's in the 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter. I'll get down to verse 2 here. It says, Paul said, ye are our epistles written in our heart, known and read of all men. Now there's the tree of life. Amen. It's something in you. It's something that you express. As you walk around, you go about, you're expressing, you're being read of all men by what's in your heart, see. Amen. Amen. Not a book, not letters of the word, not knowledge. Amen. But it's in you. It says, for as much as you are manifestly, that means you can see what you're doing to know what's in you. Amen. There's something in you and you know it, see. Amen. There was something that spider made it do just like, but it was a program. Amen. It couldn't do differently. Amen. Amen. When they're born, they're hatched out, the little one, they do the same. It's in them, but it's not in you, see, because there's two laws. There's a law of knowledge, and there's a law of life, see. And God gives you a choice. Amen. He didn't tell any one of the animals, not even the serpent. He didn't even tell the serpent anything concerning the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. Amen, because it was put within them what to do. Amen. And it went like that by Adam and Eve. They had some responsibility put upon them. God wanted them to be of a higher level so He could get glory out of His children. And He set them and gave them opportunity to make a choice. Hallelujah. And that's what we got today. We got an opportunity to make a choice. Hallelujah. And our choice is this. Whether to eat of the tree of life or just eat of the tree of knowledge. Now, what is eating of the tree of knowledge? For the bride, for the church at this end time, it's studying and taking the letter of the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And the letter, it does the same thing that the tree of knowledge did in the Garden of Eden. He said, the tree of knowledge, eat it and you'll die. Hallelujah. But there's a tree of life, the Spirit of the Word. It gives life. Hallelujah. If you live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. Say, hallelujah. Now, somebody said, that preacher, I'm telling you, he really knows the Word. He can quote this and he can quote and he can... Well, that's good and fine if he takes with a quote and have that anointing of God upon him to make it live. See? There is no life in quoting the Bible. Amen. There is no life in reading the Bible. Amen. Unless it become a spirit in your heart. Amen. For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ, that's the words of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, But with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of your heart. And that clearly shows where the Word's written. It's not written in this book. It's written in your heart. This book is only the outward of it, and you need both. Hallelujah. Somebody says, one preacher, I heard him say, and I disagree with it, because it's all wrong. He said we're getting to the place now where we don't even need the Bible at all. Pretty soon we won't even need the Bible. We're in the Spirit. Hallelujah, and talking tongues a little bit and shout a little bit. And say, we got the Spirit, we don't need the Bible. Well, that is wrong, because it takes God set the tree of knowledge and the tree of life. And the Bible says he looked them and behold, everything he made was very good. Amen. This is a very good book. Hallelujah. Amen. But it also has death in it. He told Joshua, Joshua, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. And it's always been that way from the garden all the way through. Hallelujah. So God's plan started out. He gave the word in them Jews to give you an illustration of how it done. See, anybody can use this word, and Satan, he specializes in using the tree of knowledge. Amen. Remember when the first time he came into the garden through the old serpent, the very first thing he did when he came to Eve, he said, yea, has God said. He began to use God's word. Hallelujah. He had some common knowledge, but the serpent never one time mentioned the tree of life. Amen. Eve said, well, we can eat all these trees, no, but that tree of knowledge. He said, the reason is that God don't want you to mess with this law. He said, your eyes will be open, you'll be like gods, knowing good and evil, and you'll just be wise. Now notice, not one mention did the serpent ever make of the tree of life. Because the tree of life is off limit to all human being in their carnal state. It has to be by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Anything we get from God, it's got to come by inspiration. Hallelujah. You say, preacher, I can read the Word. And if you're a Christian, you will read the Word. But unless that Word is quickened to you and made alive. See, that's what makes Paul's message the tree of life. Amen. It can become the tree of knowledge, and that's what the denomination took Paul's message. And this morning in all the churches everywhere you go, they'll begin to say, Paul said this, Paul said that, and Paul said that. And many of them, they get their notes, and now I know they got these things like Mr. Obama used, teleprompters, ain't it? Got flash up, and they'll read the scripture all from that, and they'll just stand there and they'll see them. You don't see actually the scripture coming up yourself. Amen. But by the teleprompters, they can quote and so on like that. And they'll make a beautiful speech, and they'll do motivation speaking, you know, and encourage the people in that realm. But they'll never get to the tree of life. Amen. Say it has to be revealed. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that the things of God no man can know. Amen. Except by the Spirit of God that dwells in you. Hallelujah. You can't even teach the Word of God because they don't know it. Because the Bible says they're spiritually discerned. Amen. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Amen. And when you do that, you've done left. You've been beyond the tree of knowledge. How many will say amen? Amen. And the tree of knowledge, as long as you get that, that only brings death. Now, when Jesus came, we see how the serpent began to use God's word. But when Jesus came and he was tempted, and he was into the wilderness and tempted and fasted 40 days and night, here come old Satan himself. Amen. And began to talk to Jesus. You get that in Matthew's, I believe, about the 4th chapter along and up there in different ones of the gospel. But the point is, he came. And he said, if thou be the Son of God, said, you are hungry. You're about to starve to death. You haven't eaten in 40 days and nights. Said, if you're the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Amen. And Jesus said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And he taketh Jesus upon the pinnacle of the temple and gave him a vision like no man's ever had before. He saw all the kingdoms of the world. Amen. And when he saw this, he said, all these will I give thee if you'll fall down and worship. But what Jesus came back with that spiritual quickening word says, it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And Satan said, let me quote you a scripture. I'm as good as quoting scripture as you are. He said, the Bible said, though God said that he would give his angels charge concerning thee, if thou dash thy foot against a stone, that he would pick thee up. Since the angel's in charge of you, according to the word now, and since if you dash your feet against a stone, if you fall, they'll pick you up. Says, cast thyself off of this temple to show me. I believe when you do that. But Jesus says, it's written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. See, Satan, what I'm getting at, Satan had access to the tree of knowledge just as much as Jesus did. Hallelujah. He could quote scripture just as well as Jesus. And when Jesus came on down to the temple, went to the Pharisees, he began to do miracles, and they got so upset. And they were people that read the word from the time they were just children, taught the word. That's what they were taught out. They were so trained in the word, especially the priests. They had to learn it, live it, eat it, sleep it, and that was their life, see. Amen. But watch when the tree of life came. Jesus came. The tree of life. Hallelujah. And began to bring some life. Trying to connect that life with that tree of knowledge that they had. They didn't want the tree of life because they had to get into a spiritual realm to receive the tree of life. And you've got to get in the spiritual realm today to receive the tree of life. Otherwise, you can go out here and say, didn't Brother Ben preach a good message? Oh, I like what he said about this, and I like what he said about that. Go happily on your way. But this is something that's sent directly from God, the little book. Hallelujah, with the life of Paul's message, which makes it the tree of life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But what they said, Jesus healed the sick, and he did certain things, and he tried to bring them on to accept that. They said, well, I don't believe you're him. If you were of God, you would do this and so on. Said, let me tell you about something. They started reaching, got that tree of knowledge. And they said, Moses said unto us, and Moses fed us from the manna that fell from heaven. And Moses said this, and Moses did that. Amen. Jesus said, if you really believe Moses' writing, amen, in the right way, you would have recognized who I am because Moses wrote of me. And he said, beside this, Moses gave you that manna in the wilderness, and you every one of you, they said, our father ate manna in the wilderness. He said, and they're everyone dead. He said, this bread that I give to you, hallelujah, what I'm trying to give to you, hallelujah, if you eat, you shall never die. Hallelujah. He began to offer them that tree of life that went with that tree of knowledge. Hallelujah. Amen. And they said, we know that you're a devil now. Amen. And they said, we got our father Abraham. Jesus said, well, I tell you about Abraham. Said, Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. Amen. They said, this man's totally insane now. He's got a devil. He was born to fornication and said he's not even 50 years old and he's trying to tell us he was back there in Abraham's day. He was. The very life that he was speaking by, the very power of God, it was back there in Abraham's day. When God told Abraham and Sarah they would have a child, they were old, and it ceased to be Sarah, with Sarah as with woman. Abraham as good as dead. And God said, you're going to have a child. Oh, Sarah, she started laughing. And he said, why? And she was in the tent behind him. Amen. The one that came to Abraham. And he told Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? And Sarah said, but I didn't. Well, probably you'd do the same thing. So don't come down on Sarah too hard. Amen. Is that right? Amen. So he said, but that's all right anyway, because about this time next season, I'm going to come. Sarah will have a child. Amen. Sarah begin to think right then, amen, that there's going to be a change. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this morning, there's a change, and it's already taking place. It's taking place in our spirit, in our heart, in our mind, in our mentality. We're looking for the change, hallelujah, because we're not just eating of the tree of knowledge anymore, hallelujah, but we're eating that tree of life, which is the spiritual part of Paul's message. Hallelujah! So was Paul's message the tree of life? Yes! Amen to those that got the life of the message. Is Paul's message the tree of knowledge? Yes! To those that only wanted to quote Paul. Amen. Is that right? All right, let me read on here. I'll get another verse here. Notice he said, this ain't wrote in words. It's wrote in your heart. It ain't even no ink used right, this word. Amen. Let's get down to verse 6, where I read last week, because I may want to read another scripture. It says, talking about Christ, God, who has also made us able ministers. Amen. Now, able ministers. What is able ministers? Oh, I tell you, he's able to preach. He can sure do it, because he's read this, and he went to this school, and he's got his degree. He invited me into his office, and he had all his diplomas and degrees on side the wall. He went through all this. He learned it all. Amen. Do that make him able minister? No, not according to the word. That only makes him able to give out the tree of knowledge that he was taught. Amen. His little particular part of the word that his denomination okayed and believed and taught. Hallelujah, but here come the tree of life, which is Jesus Christ, which walked right down through that religious world in the days of Jesus, and the only one that saw him was those that were ordained of the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus said, the reason you don't see this, the reason you don't understand who I am, the reason you don't know me, there is no place in your heart for the Word of God. But so let me tell you something. As many as the Father has ordained, they will come. And said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And your religion has nothing to do with it. It just took you away from God. And even old Pilate there, when he examined Jesus, they brought and said, kill this man. Get rid of this man. You're not a friend of Caesar if you don't get rid of him. Because he claimed he's a king of Israel. And there ain't but one king, and that's Caesar. And Pilate said, you're betraying a Caesar if you don't put him to death. And Pilate let him be whipped and scourged, the Bible says, and examined him. And had witnesses. But the witnesses they got against Jesus, their testimony didn't line up. They're contradicting one another. And Pilate got through. He knew, the Bible says, for jealousy, envy, they delivered him. And he went up and told those priests, said, I find no fault in this man. Amen. Hey, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing wrong with him. And they began to cry out with a one voice. And not only they cried out, they stirred the people up. And they began to cry out with one voice, let him be crucified, let him be crucified, let him be crucified. The very tree of life walking around in human flesh. Amen. There they had the word of knowledge saying, let him be crucified. But they were dead. Amen. They weren't responsible till Jesus told them. They said, Jesus said, because you say you see, you're in your sins. You can't get by on ignorance. Amen. I remember the message I preached in Tahiti's Mozambique. I brought over there where Paul wrote in the book of Acts, where Paul was saying, God once winked at your ignorance. Amen. You didn't know better. And God once winked at and let you go. Amen. He said, but now. Hallelujah. I took the text, but now. Hallelujah. Brother Ian, coming all the way back, he'd say, but now. But now. Amen. You could be in a denomination at one time. Amen. And get by, but now. Amen. The little book has come down. The tree of life is made available. Hallelujah. And it goes right on this tree of knowledge. It linked together and produced exactly what God ordained. Hallelujah. Amen. They came to the Pharisees when they came to Jesus. Amen. So religious. So holy. If they saw a sinner, many times they'd walk over on the other side of the street. Amen. They didn't want to get close to him because some of that stench or something they rub off on them, they thought. They thought them slummy people, I'm getting over on the other side of the street. They had their robes on and they were so holy. They were so pious. Amen. But when Jesus came, the Bible says the publicans and sinners go into the kingdom of God before you do because they recognize the tree of life. Hallelujah. And the Bible says the common people heard him gladly, but the religious people wanted him to be put to death. And it's the same today. When the tree of life come back on this word, they'll say, put it to death. It's just a bunch of fanaticism. It's a bunch of nonsense. Amen. Amen. And from time to time, I've heard people say, Ben, think he's some. And one preacher that I'm aware of, say, Ben think he's the only preacher there is. Well, I believe there's one preacher, and I believe it's Christ when he anoints you. Amen. And you can be anointed with the Spirit of God and get the same thing I do. See, how many knows it? Praise God, yes. Coming through the ages, they had ministers, and they were looked at as shepherds. And you were looked at as sheep. But then we get to a place, it stopped calling them shepherds and sheep. Amen. Paul began to talk about the bride and the bridegroom. Paul, at the further end of it, he began to talk about, oh, you're his wife, you're the wife of the Lamb. He's the bridegroom. Amen. You're the wife. And that's not shepherd and sheep. That means you become part of him. And Paul said, you become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Hallelujah. Now, you can quote that all day long. It don't mean a thing. You're only given tree of knowledge. What I'm trying to do is give the tree of life. And that tree of life was reserved to every church age messenger that came. Seven of them in all through the Gentile portion of it. They brought a message. And their message brought life. But it also the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life side by side. It started that way in the garden. It's still that way today. It was that way in every church age. Amen. They took the letter of the word. Amen. But God gives life to that predestinated that was among them. Amen. They went down in the ground believing the revelation of the spiritual revelation of that message. And when the resurrection takes place, they'll be the first to come up. And then we'll be changed in a moment and blend together. Amen. That's where it's been all the way through. But here in the last day, he said we got this ministry, shepherd and sheep scenario until a certain time. And that is in Ephesians 4, verse 13. It says, God, the fivefold ministry given for the perfecting of the saints is on the lead. It says, till we all come together and to become bone of his bone, flesh of flesh, till we all come together and we all together reach the full stature of the man Christ Jesus. And then the Bible said we no longer toss to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine because the tree of life telling you the same thing he's telling the preacher. Amen. Then said each member will edify one another, every joint will edify one another. And we come into Revelation chapter 10. The first part of Revelation chapter 10. There's a roar. There's a shout. Paul spoke of it, but most people didn't get the revelation of it. He said the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout. The Lord Himself. Amen. He'll descend in heaven with a shout. And with the voice of an archangel. And with the trump of God. When the trump of God begins to sound, it goes totally out of the natural realm into the spiritual realm. And the dead in Christ, you're dead and living, you're the same thing. Hallelujah. Well, first, here come a message. Jesus spoke of it in Matthew 25. Said there was 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. They were all asleep, but said at the midnight hour there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom come, go ye out to meet him. And that's what happened. There was a shout, a cry made. Amen. A message went forth around and around the world. Amen. Through the prophet William Branham. Amen. And falling right on his heel was another man that's rated up, that moved up into the statue. Amen. And his name is Raymond Jackson. Amen. He showed us what's going to happen to the Jews and all that and brought all that. But when you come on down here, amen, we see John. He's a type of the wine. Hallelujah. He come to heaven. He'll send heaven with a voice of with a shout, with the voice of our, and with the trump of God. And when the trump of God sound, Paul said the dead get up. Hallelujah. And that's what's happening today. The trump of God sounding. Those two parts have already took place. And now there's not any more man involved to that extent. But it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. So you see, when somebody said, Brother Ben's got it. Brother Ben's the man. I'll tell you off to your old Brother Ben. I'm telling you, you get under that message, you're going to make it for sure. No, you're not. Amen. The only way you're going to make it is find that tree of life. The tree of life right in this message. It's growing, it's blossoming, it's putting forth its fruit. Amen. But so are you right in the message. Paul said, you are of the epistles. You are, not I am. He said, you are. Amen. You're it. We're in this thing together. Hallelujah. So is there another preacher come? A big preacher, a great leader come? And we're going to get this great leader and we're going to say, yes, he's got it. We're going to follow him. No, you'll be eating the tree of knowledge if you are. Because there is a great leader that died on Calvary. Hallelujah. And he served as high priest through 7 church ages. You read the book of Revelation back here. Interpret book shows you. But he, first 3 chapters, John saw one who had a garment down to his feet and had on all the breastplate, had everything. He was a priest. And through 7 church ages, he made intercession while they lived on the mercy of God. Hallelujah. But we get a little snapshot of the church without living on the mercy of God. And it was just in the Jewish realm then. You read in the 4th chapter of the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, 4th chapter, about verse 30, 31, 32, long in there. Amen. It says this. It says, talking about church, they were one heart and one mind. And great grace was upon them all. Hallelujah. That means they weren't living on God's mercy, but they were living on the grace of God. God saw they pleased Him. Amen. They done everything just like they're supposed to, and God put great grace upon them. I explained it one time when I'm working on the job. I used to do metal buildings and so on. If we did it right and did it on time or get it done a little early, it wasn't but one thing the boss could say. He could come and pat us on the back and say, you did a good job. Amen. In other words, put grace upon. But if I got behind, messed up on a lot of things, and even caused him to lose money on it, if he didn't fire me, he would be having mercy on me. Amen. And that's what Jesus done through 7 church ages as high priest. That's what high priest for, represents mercy. He made intercession. He had mercy upon them. Amen. But here it comes. Bring us back to the original and last day. Bring us up to the place where we become the Word just like He's the Word. Amen. And God looked down and He said, son, that's your wife. Go marry her. Hallelujah. Amen. It comes in Revelation chapter 10 roaring. Amen. Seven thunders uttered that voice to clear up the mystery of the church ages. Amen. Then he brings a little book. Amen. We had a prophet in our day. The Bible says, "Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great dread," and said he'll turn the hearts back to the faith of the fathers. That has already happened. That's history. Amen. Here come another man right behind him. He revealed to us what's going to happen, how Israel fit. They're the brethren and all that, the trumpets, the vials and all that. Amen. He's gone. And then next, here come the Lord Jesus Christ marrying the bride. Amen. Bringing a raiment, bringing that fine linen that's been reserved in heaven that's never been soiled. Through the church age, we had to be washed by the water of the Word. We had to scold. We had to have it like a shepherd, have our stick kind of nudge you along, keep you in line. Amen. But here, hallelujah, He has come, took His abode in you. He's given you His mind, His spirit, His gift, His love, His way. Amen. His leadership. Hallelujah. Now, there's your tree of life. So was Paul's message the tree of life? Just like it was the tree of knowledge. It depends. So it puts it back in your lap again. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to take your time, just learn how to quote? Now, I've eat on that tree of knowledge till it come out my ears. I spent 40 or 50 years just studying the Bible over and over and over. Starting Genesis, Revelation, start back and all that. Amen. It's been good and it helped me. But until God come and anointed it. Hallelujah. Until the Lord opened my eyes. Hallelujah. Amen. And let me see. Until He came down, the mighty Christ came down in Revelation chapter 10. Amen. And I've become blended and become one with Him, just like you blend and become one with Him. And no longer it's a great preacher among us. Amen. It's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that great preacher, amen, yes, He anoints people. He anoints us to bring the Word. He anoints you to take the tree of knowledge and show you how it points right to the tree of life. And to tell you, if you don't come on to the tree of life, and you can't come unless He call. Amen. He foresaw. There's a little booklet, I believe, we got in the book. At least there's a message. Amen. It talks about, by the foreknowledge of the future, He predestinated. Have we got that in the book, Mom? Amen. They're already in the book. Amen. In other words, why He done, the Bible says whom He foresaw. That's Romans 8:28. Whom He foresaw, them He predestinated. In other words, He done looked up here and see what you would do today as this message come forth. Amen. He saw if you're going to receive it or reject it or say that crazy preacher ought to be put in the insane institute. He done saw what you would do with it. And He predestinated you accordingly. Hallelujah. Whom He foreknow, them He predestinated. Whom He predestinated, them He called. And whom He called, amen, eventually He glorified. Is that right? All right. That scripture now. And if you done close your Bible, that's all right. Just trust me, I'll read it. Amen. Finishing up. Who also has made us able ministers? I just explained what able ministers. Of the New Testament. Now watch, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Watch that, tree of knowledge and tree of life. The letter, it's good, it's wonderful. See that tree of knowledge, how would we get through this world without the tree of knowledge? We got to have knowledge. We got to have the knowledge. We got to have knowledge of the Word. Amen. But then He comes with that tree of life and connect it. Amen. But if you say, I don't need to pray, I don't need to do all that, I don't need to dedicate my life, I don't need to put the Lord first, I got the Word, I can quote the whole chapter of St. John. Well, you sure gonna get fat eating that tree of knowledge, but you're gonna wind up the exact same place the Pharisees did. Amen. The Pharisees probably could outquote Jesus. I don't know if they could or couldn't, the Bible don't say, but Jesus didn't specialize in trying to quote something. Amen. And when Paul went forth to preach, did you realize not one time did he quote Jesus? You know why? It was Jesus in him doing the talking. And there's your tree of life. Now, when he wrote it down and put it in letter form, then here come the tares. Anything you put in letter form, the tares can quote it just the same as the seed of God, but they can't get to the life of it. Amen. This Bible is made available. Did you know it's one of the best-selling books through history? The best-selling books that there were, and yet this nation got further and further from God. How many knows it? And on the internet, and the electronic Bibles, any script you can find out where a certain script you're at immediately. Putting your keywords and here it comes. In an instant. Amen. I've got a little electronic Bible. I know about where scripture's found, but if I don't know exactly, I'll put a few words of that scripture in, and it'll come right up and any others that associate directly with that one. Amen. Well, you say, praise God for the Word that's so available today. Amen. I say, the Word, the tree of knowledge, is so available today, but where's the tree of life to make it live? Yet we're getting further and further from God as a people. And I'm not talking about the bride, because she's married to Him. That's why it's very important God kept something in heaven. Amen. He kept it in heaven until he got ready for the marriage. It's not the traveling garment. It's not that garment you got to wash it, get all the spots out. It's fine linen. Ain't never had a spot. Amen. Sister Jenny testified other Sunday here about a garment. She had one time she had a dress of fine linen, and she tried to wash it. Amen. It became like a little doll's dress. And when she got through, when it came out of the washer, amen. This has never been soiled. That's why, see, the mighty angel come down and he has a book in his hand. The book were not here. It could not be brought until after the seals were opened in 1963. Amen. It could not be given to us until God sent a man named Raymond Jackson to tell us how the Jews fit in, where they fit, and what we are. Amen. We're the bride. Amen. Is there going to come another preacher? Amen. This is close to another preacher. You're going to see Christ. And it don't matter what kind of preacher come, how good he can preach, and whether he can make water run uphill backwards or what he can do. Amen. Unless you eat of that tree of life, which is in the paradise of God, and you can't get in the paradise of God without Him bringing you. And that's by the Spirit. Notice that verse. Amen. The letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. And I know it's getting closing time. I tell you, these words get so wonderful. But I want to just go to the second chapter of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 1:10 tells we all speak the same thing, have the same mind, and so on and so like that. Amen. And have the mind of Christ. But I want to get over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'll start with verse 9. Now you're getting here with the tree of life. Nothing but the tree of life. Amen. The tree of knowledge is not represented here in that sense. It is once it's wrote down. Amen. But Paul's instruction then was to show them how to get to the tree of life. And he said it's got to be by the Spirit. Hallelujah. But when the church fell away, you know what happened to that tree of life? It went zoom. Up in the glory, sealed away in the big book, the Bible. And it stayed there. That's why he operated like a high priest. He had to make intercession for your sin. He had to wink at your ignorance and just make intercession and so on like that. But then, here he come, back again, roaring, thunder sounding. Hallelujah, a voice crying out. And then that gets down to Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, where 6 and 7, where it says, this time period is no more. You've come out of that time period. The mystery of God finished by the seventh angel. And then the voice of God authorized from heaven. Amen. Not just the mighty angel there. Amen. But there was a voice thundered right down from heaven. John heard it. Said, go to the mighty angel and say unto him, give me the book. Amen. And John went and asked for the book. He said, take it and eat it up. Amen. Now in heaven, they looked all over heaven, earth, and everywhere to find somebody could take the little book. There weren't a single human being that's ever been born on the earth. From Adam, all, not even the created Adam, because he disbelieved God. There weren't one thing, nowhere, nobody, in heaven, in earth, or nobody, that was holy enough and righteous enough to go get the book. But here come a bloody lamb, which typifies what Christ did at Calvary. He went up and he took the book out of the Father's hand. Amen. And what did he do? Praise the Lord. The seals were already open on all that. Amen. And then he sent it down to heaven, from heaven to earth, to a people. Now, what made us worthy to take it? Nobody in heaven and earth, nobody up this time worthy. It's because he gave us his righteousness. It's a revelation that God's giving you now. Amen. That's not what you have done, not what you're doing, not what you will do, but it rests 100% upon what he's already done. And because you love him, you appreciate him, you love him, you want to please him at every turn of the corner. Amen. Not that it's gone now, you're as righteous as he's righteous. So God said, go get the book, the husband and wife. Amen. Got eating the same thing, the book. Now, you've got to, now that the tree of knowledge began to lose its influence, amen, because a greater influence has come. And when we get over in Revelation 22 and see the bride tree, she's become one with him, think like him, walk like him, talk like him, live like him, and dress like him in fine linen. Amen. John look and he sees the bride tree, the tree of life, and the Bible says she brings forth her H-E-R fruit. Amen. He was the tree of life. But now she's become one with him, and John says now she's the tree of life bringing forth her fruit. Revelation chapter 22. Amen. And that went the river of life flowing out. It'll flow out through eternity, but I'm not going to get into that now. But I want to reach here, and this is my closing. Amen. 3 minutes? Okay. I'd better run then, Alan. We're getting this on the file, you know, stuff. It says here, verse 9, as it is written, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the thing which God has prepared to them and love him. Now, in other words, the door is shut to natural man, to all these things, what you say. And then he says, but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which dwell in? That's what we've been talking about. Man can know certain. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. Don't matter how good a preacher. But the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the only one that can take you to the tree of life. It says, now we have received not the spirit of this world. Some people act like they still got it, but the bride. Now we have not received the spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given unto us of God. It says here, verse 13, which things we speak not in the words of man's wisdom, teaches. You hadn't heard man's wisdom today. I could stop on that a little bit. You haven't heard man's wisdom. You've heard the Holy Ghost talking. You've heard Christ talking. Amen. Yes, he used an old human vessel here. Amen. That ain't a bit better than anybody else out here. Amen. We all got to get His righteousness. It's just the calling He's called us into. See? How many knows it? It's God speaking. But we speak the words, not man, but the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receiveth not. He can receive the tree of knowledge. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. You're not just reading the Bible, preaching the Bible. You've gotten to the spiritual realm. But the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. See? Amen. How many sees that? It ain't no way. It's like a door closed, and no way to get there unless he reveals them by his Spirit. Therefore, a preacher that don't not feel with the Spirit of God, he gets up, try to preach, he's just feeding you the tree of knowledge. And Paul said it'll kill you. There's one other. I'm just going to read the last verse of this here. It says here, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. Do you believe it is a question? Amen. God bless you today. I appreciate you coming this way. And I trust that this message, amen, last week's message was Paul's message, the tree of knowledge. Amen. All right, this week's message was Paul's message, the tree of life. Yes, just like every message has come through. The natural realm of it is the tree of knowledge. The spiritual realm of it is the tree of life. In denomination, they can eat the tree of knowledge and rejoice. But God's people say something about that's making me sick. There's a man sit here. Amen. God bless you today. Amen. May the Lord bless you over and over. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Jesus, for your love, goodness, and mercy. And I pray, God, as these words go forth, God, they'll find a lodging place in every heart. All those that you've ordained before the world was. Those that by your foreknowledge of the future, you predestinated them. And as you saw them choose these great things as your Spirit moved upon them. Now bless us all together. Bless this word. Bless the hearers wherever this will go. Around and around the world, we pray. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.